It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
I promise, I'm here. Leaving the Yard. We're straight up, top of the hour. Chuck Zack, Kevin Carpenter. I'm trying to push all the buttons and get everything set up. I think we're good. And we're making it another historic show.
I wish y'all could see what goes on in here before this show kicks off.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Chuck's it's pushing, magic.
It's like
magic, I tell you.
He's trying to bring the space shuttle in.
I mean, I'm bringing it in. We're landed. We're good.
And he's jumping around and right in the seat when it starts.
Well, I was trying to cut a Ranger promo right before I got ready to go on the air, which is a bad idea, but I don't want to wait around and do it after the show. So I'm trying to knock out some work before the program, and then that got me in trouble.
It's baseball season. When you said the Rangers, just reminded me.
Got you all going? Rangers.
I hate to be the bandwagon guy.
What? Since when?
You know, Tony and I used to talk about this. I left them after, was it 2012?
No, you 11? Did not.
I didn't leave
How them. Do you leave them after they just fall short?
It couldn't.
They were there. They weren't
I,
in the
I didn't
basement.
Want to get my heart broken.
Oh, that's what it is? And you're one of those guys?
I was heartbroken, and it took several years to get over that. I'm not exact. I'm telling you the truth.
You're telling me the truth. All right.
It killed me.
Really?
Yes. And it
you didn't enjoy the journey?
I did, but it was when you're one strike away twice. Now, that's all history now. I mean,
now you're world champions.
We're like Cub fans.
Yeah, where's your stuff?
And
where's
I'm back.
Cap?
And I just realized this. I've done that with the Cowboys.
You've done what with the Cowboys? Left them?
Quit. I've left
You've
them.
Not left them. Kevin Carpenter, that's such a bunch of bunk.
When I heard today, you know how much money they've spent in free agency this year?
On their own or on somebody else?
How many
else's?
Teams are in the NFL? 32?
32.
Okay. They're number 32.
Yeah.
They spent $11 million on free agency. You know who's second to last was it Tennessee? They spent $29 million.
Okay.
So not only are they in last, they're in last.
But is it?
Last.
Okay. So of all the guys they didn't sign, who would you want? I mean, think about that for a minute. Now, they've got a little wiggle room in the cap. We've said this over and over again. They still have to sign CD. They still have to sign Micah. They're going to have to extend Dak. They don't have to, but they're going to extend Dak.
If they don't improve the run game, the run defense.
The run defense.
They
so
won't
so
win,
you want big bodies.
They won't win six games.
Oh, come on. Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, look
six.
At
they're not going to win six.
The Eagles,
Kevin,
are way better than them. So they'll beat them twice.
Six.
The Giants got better.
The Commanders got better. They all got better.
And they got worse.
But did they get worse? See, you're going with they didn't make any additions.
No.
So they didn't get better. But are they just as good as they were last year? Take away all the things they lost. Pollard, we weren't in love with.
No, he was serviceable.
He was serviceable. He was a running back who was serviceable. Tyron Smith was hurt so much of the time, you couldn't really count on him being there. He was a great safety net when he was there, but if he plays tomorrow, he's probably not playing next week.
Yeah. But they
Who else?
You know, they said Tyron Smith, when he played, his stats, maybe second or third best left tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, no question. But he hadn't been that guy in years.
I know. They didn't get better at running back.
We don't know yet. They haven't drafted.
They drafted a defensive tackle last year that really never played.
And probably will play this year. They drafted a linebacker from Texas last year that probably will play this year.
Overshown will be
sure.
Back. Yeah.
I'm talking you off the ledge, Kevin.
But then you look, did you see the on Twitter or X, the picture of Jerry Jones? So Jerry Jones of him. He's doing an interview talking to somebody. It looked like he was on his airplane.
All right.
And he's got his notepad open.
I saw it.
And they're asking him stuff, and it looks like he's looking down at his notes.
Yeah.
And he's answering.
Yeah.
He's babbling away.
Which is what was on his paper anyway.
And then they showed a picture of his notepad. And it literally looked like when you gave your three-year-old the pen.
Yeah.
It's just scratchings.
Okay.
It's scribbling. Like he wasn't even drawing a little house with the smoke.
No, nothing like that.
Or a little car or a stick figure. It was just scribbling.
Right.
He's lost it.
Maybe that's how he collects his thoughts.
I don't know.
Maybe that's his thing is my hands got to be working so my mind can be clear about what I'm doing.
Do you think Jeffrey Lurie for the Eagles does that on his notepad?
No, but does he have the money Jerry's got?
No, but he's got people around him that make football decisions.
I get it. Hey, you're in the yard.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Uh-oh. Speaking about doodling on paper aimlessly.
On the air.
Yeah, well, the tournament's let us back, finally. After a week of vacay and a week of the tournament, we're finally actually back on the – you're probably the only person in town listening today.
Well, according to Facebook, there's 11 people on there.
Well, see?
See? There you, that's 10 and more than I thought.
And I complain about the Cowboys until you've been a Browns fan. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, you got me there. I get it. It's just when you have the resources and you just don't – you just don't take advantage
they're
of
never
it.
Gonna they're
he wants anyway, to make money.
We'll let him talk and then we'll come back around to your thing. What do you got going on, Sci-Fi?
Hey, just want to let you know, if y'all ever get a shot, you know, things came through a couple weekends ago. Y'all need to get, if you ever get the shot, go see the Bananas.
See the Bananas.
I've heard that, yeah.
I can't even get Vince to come on the show with us.
He's big.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But I had a shot. I got to go to Baton Rouge a couple weekends ago and see him live.
Hey, isn't Zach Phillips playing with him?
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
The sleeveless
one. He played Saturday night. Did I think it was about a minute and a half long in him.
Boy, it's a little longer than normal.
Well, he's got the banana ball record at doing a three-out inning in 55 seconds.
Yeah, that's a minute and a half. It's a little long.
Man, still pretty good.
Hope they're not paying him by the minute.
No telling.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth the hype, that's for sure.
So we can check their schedule online, yes? I'm talking about the Savannah Bananas,
yes,
for those who don't know, the entertainment baseball team. They were down in Houston a week or two ago. It's when we were going to get Vince on, but he got a little bit nervous about being healthy in time, so he begged out on coming on the show. So right now he's big time, Vince.
Well, we'll get him on there, Chuck.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
How your Buckeyes gonna look? See, to me, it's already football season.
Hey, I'm enjoying the Lady Buckeyes yesterday, winning the Frozen Four myself.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you skip right by the Lady Buckeyes. Hang on, you skip right by the Lady Buckeyes basketball team, which I think got upset this weekend, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, I was expecting a better showing from them.
Just stay on the positive.
Hey, any given day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So what happened? That's what happened. That's what happened to the Frozen Four. Any given day.
Ohio State was ranked number one going into that game.
Yeah, I hear
you. And they did defeat the defending champs from Wisconsin.
Amen. We can't win it every year. We got to let other people have a chance, too.
There you go.
Right,
hey, it was good hearing y'all back, and y'all have a great day.
We should be good until tomorrow. There won't be a show tomorrow.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Right, see ya. Ha, 903-735-9905. And I'm not lying, no show tomorrow. Because we got early baseball tomorrow.
Baseball.
We've got a little LE baseball action.
Who are they playing?
With a 6 o'clock first pitch, which means I can't be here and do that. So we'll have no program tomorrow. We'll be back on the air on Wednesday. To answer your question, it's Showdown Tuesday. As the Leopards will... What do Leopards do? Run, trot,
a Leopard's a pretty
stalk.
Pretty cool animal.
They're going across town to PG for the first of the three that they'll see the Hawks this year in the regular season. They may see each other in the postseason.
I bet they do, and I'm sure it'll be Halter versus Jones.
Tomorrow, I would bet yes.
And you know they're like best buddies.
Yeah.
Big buddies.
Yeah.
So it's and I remember growing up, I played against guys from LE and Texas High we were close friends with, so – But it's going to be fun. It's going to be crowded.
There's a lot in that conversation already about Halter and Jones going at it tomorrow. You know, when your dad coaches at the old school, and now you're at the new school, and you want to show everybody that, hey, we're still here. We're back here now.
Well,
and you kind of get a little – baseball's a real hard game.
Yeah.
People look at it and say, oh, it's simple.
Yeah.
You just hit the ball, you field the ball, you throw the ball, you run around a little bit. But getting in your head and thinking too much – you played baseball at such a high level.
And it's,
thinking too much is the death knell.
Baseball is the one sport people say, well, just play harder. No, that doesn't work.
No.
Golf, no.
No.
It's mental.
Yep.
I mean, it's physical too. And you take, let's say, the Halter kid and the Jones kid. Out of all those kids over there, I wouldn't worry about either one of them being their head not being straight. I wouldn't worry about that. They're fine. And the Joneses, trust me, the Jones kid has nothing to prove to Pleasant Grove fans.
No,
I
think a year ago.
Yeah.
I think a year ago I would have argued with you that you're wrong.
Yeah.
And having watched it, I think they were inside their own heads about going back to PG and playing there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it showed.
Yeah.
They didn't have their best game when they went to PG. They got smoked pretty early, and both Jones boys struggled.
Yeah.
But we're a year removed now, and I would think that you start to understand and see there's bigger things down the road.
Yeah.
What happens tomorrow determines little or nothing.
It really does.
What'll happen in another week and a half, 2 weeks, will determine maybe a little bit more. And what might happen on April 26 could determine who's going to be the district champion or not.
Yeah.
It's the last day of the year, and they play each other again back at Hawk Field.
Yeah.
But none of that's going to deter from the fact that they'll both be in the playoffs. They're going to be the 1 and 2 seed.
Right.
They'll see each other, if they all hold form, in the regional final.
Yeah.
And that will decide who's going to go on to Austin to play for bigger things.
Yeah.
So right now, this could be the first of 6 games these guys may play against each other.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in football, you're like, well, if we lose here, if we win there, then we get Carthage in this round, or we get them around. They don't think like that in baseball. There's not a Carthage out there in this region.
Salina.
Yeah, Salina's in our region, aren't they?
Salina. Salina's the one Carthage in this region. But saying that, you got past Salina last year.
Yeah.
If you were Ellie, you got past the line.
Yeah.
So it's not like Carthage, that's the mountain you haven't climbed in forever. You've climbed that mountain and beaten those guys.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what round you see them in. I think the Leopards think they can beat them again. The Hawks are going to have a chip on their shoulder about having the need to beat them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And one of the two of them are going to see them, and it may be both that see them.
Right. And it's, like I said, there's going to be a ton of people there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
it's going to be a little cool tomorrow.
Wait till I get there before you show up. So if...
What time are you getting there?
I don't know. I mean, you're going to get there, 4 o'clock?
As early as I can. I may be sitting there at 3.
Yeah, and it's I heard they're giving away Landon Jackson trading cards. I
think that's game day. Oh, yeah,
Morgan's doing game
that.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the first 50 kids get... What's a kid? I mean, are you going to ID people?
Well, you look young.
Yeah, I'm not a kid anymore.
Are you sure?
I mean,
like, compared to me, you're kind of a kid.
Is an 18-year-old going to want a Landon Jackson?
Compared to Tony Kirk, you're a kid.
Yo, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's relative.
He's older than you.
He could take you in. Oh, yeah. He could take you in and you say, that's my dad. I'm his kid.
Yeah. But I think the weather's going to be good. So it'll be Pleasant Grove and then at LA and then back at PG at the end of April.
Yep.
See, that's perfect.
That's perfect?
Yeah, yeah.
It's setting itself up for a great day tomorrow.
So we'll have twice at PG.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep.
But these teams, they respect each other.
Well, sure they do.
Now, is there a little hatred involved? Sure there
is. I don't think hate.
Hate's a strong word.
See, I've been over, I'm on both sides of this thing. I've seen back in the day, I think PG hated Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and that was Jones and...
Yeah, I don't think I've seen hate of LA. I think I've seen them where they've actually hated Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it about LA.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll pontificate more about this. and a pretty good Friday. We haven't been on the air for a week and a, well, a week now, but a pretty good Friday for the folks over at Texas High, who may have saved what was looking like a sinking season on the road Friday night. We'll come back in just a minute. Leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Kevin Carpenter, we're coming at you live here on ESPN 105.9 and on the Fan 107.9. We're back in just a minute.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In this community, they call the fire department when the days go bad and they don't know what to do.
There'll be a family member and will come up and give me a hug or shake my hand and say, hey, you took care of my dad X number of years ago, and they just wanted to say thank you and how much it meant to them. Things like that just keep me going. I'm ready to come back and do it again.
I try to take pride in every single thing that I do. When I'm needed in the community, I don't want them to ever think that I could have done more.
And that's the beauty of volunteers. There's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer.
Leaving the Yard, live at 5, Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind, Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck, Zach, Kevin Carpenter, 903-735-9905 is our number. All right, we were talking a little bit about high school baseball, and I at the break said we need to take a second to tip the cap to Texas High.
Yeah.
And Tanner Ross, who got the start Friday night. This is a weird deal. So they start the season on the road and on the road again and on the road again. For district play. And so we're getting down to last Friday's game, which was at home against White House, until it wasn't. Yeah. Till the weather got bad again. The field wouldn't dry out. Talk about a place that needs turf.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
And so they made the decision, we're going to flip. And Texas High will go on the road and go to White House.
Which is turf,
they can play in the monsoon.
Uh-huh.
And the Tigers will then host White House the next go around next month. Now, they lost to Hallsville. And they lost to Longview. And then Tuesday they lost to Mount Pleasant, where they gave up just one hit and lost 2-1.
Yeah.
So now you're down to Friday's game. You go on the road to White House. You lose that. You're 0-4. Now, granted, you're going to host a bunch of games in the second half of the turnaround for district, yeah, but you're 0-4.
Yeah.
And Ross pitched his brains out, and they got their crap together a little bit and beat White House.
Who's the best team in their district?
Who was like number 4 in the state.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good.
They did this last year.
Yeah.
This is the same thing the Tigers did last year. And I actually reached out to John McClure Saturday and said, hey, congratulations, pretty big win. He went, yeah, I finally decided to coach.
Yeah.
I went, okay, whatever.
But they're well coached.
It's one of those things where they just got off to a weird bad start. You can't get a home game. And for whatever reason, they're not bothered going to White House and playing.
Yeah.
And so they went down there and took care of business. They will have an interesting week this week. They've got Mount Pleasant this week. I think they've got Pine Tree maybe this week. They got a chance to pick up a couple wins, maybe even their district record at 3.
They're better than all those teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they're in a top-heavy district.
Yeah.
Hallsville, White House are really, really good.
Yeah.
Longview's got some talent. I don't know what in the heck's going on with Marshall. They got a win that they did, but they got a win.
Yeah.
They're in a bad spot at the moment, having to make up some ground against good teams, and they're just going to have to win games.
Yeah.
But they may have saved their chance for a playoff berth Friday night in White House.
You beat a great team 1-0 like that. That galvanizes you. So, yeah, I'd look for them to.
I think they won 7-3.
They may roll off.
I think it was 7-3 they won.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's. I see Doyle Clark's listening. We were together last night at a little party, and we were talking about White House and Hallsville and Texas High. And Pleasant Grove's a little different because, really, it's kind of like our football district. It's Pleasant Grove Gilmer.
Yeah.
And now it's Pleasant Grove LE.
Yeah.
And we're pretty equal. And Texas High is a little different where – they're not the top dog in baseball, but they could be. I mean, it's close.
I think they're still a minute away from being top dog in that district.
Yeah.
That Hallsville-White House combination is really good.
Yeah, and I think Pleasant Grove lost to White House this year, and I think they beat Hallsville.
Right.
That's pretty easy.
LE's beating Hallsville.
LE's beat them. So it's pretty equal, but it's the districts are funny like that.
They are funny like that, and – you mentioned the Hawks and Leopards district.
It's terrible. I'm sorry. It's you get past. You know, North Lamar should be decent, and they're not. They're not.
Well, they're okay. They're going to finish third.
Pittsburgh's terrible. Paris is awful.
Paris is dreadful.
Awful.
I actually use that exact. Paris is dreadful. Somebody that was listening to the game.
Yeah.
Said, you know, we played really well, and my response was Paris is dreadful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paris is that. And again, if you're old,
yeah,
you're an old guy from back in the day. Go back 10, 15 years when Bill Sykes was the coach at Paris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They played at Hub Hollis.
Uh-huh.
They were well coached.
Yep.
They were a good baseball program. And you never would have walked out of a game with them going, Paris is dreadful.
No.
They just never were. They are dreadful right now. And between they and Sulphur Springs, who may be even worse.
I know.
I got them Friday night.
Yeah.
I don't know if they play each other, if either one can score a run or if they can stop the other from getting a run.
Yeah.
It may be 20-19 at the end of that game.
Yeah.
They're just – PG and Ellie are – we're so spoiled, if you're at that level now, to understand how good those two programs are in the same town, in the same district – When I've watched everybody else, I haven't seen Sulfur. I've seen everybody else.
They're bad.
They're turds in a pool is what they are. That's what they are.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
And it's horrible. You hate to say that.
And you don't get better.
And the kids try.
Yeah.
They're just not good. Or we're just, so, like I said, we're looking at two programs who are so good that programs that are just middle of the road look terrible.
You know what? It starts with the young kids. You look in Texarkana. I mean, Texarkana is still a baseball town.
Yeah, it is.
Tony and I used to talk about this all the time.
Yeah, it is.
When is it flipped to a football town with the 10 or so years that Pleasant Grove has been on top? I think it's a football town, but I think it's still more of a baseball town.
I think it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
I think if you're talking to the old guys, it's a baseball town.
Yeah.
I think if you're talking to new fans, it's a football town.
Yeah. And it's been a baseball town since I was in middle school. Before there was a Pleasant Grove, it was a baseball town.
Because the football programs around here were all just kind of, go back to the 70s.
Yeah.
Arkansas High was really good.
Yeah.
When Waddy was gone, how good was Texas High?
They suffered for a little while.
They suffered for a long time.
Yeah, early 90s? Well,
yeah, 80s and 90s, they weren't great.
Yeah, and then Barry got here.
L.E. had a good run of football.
Yeah.
In the late 80s, early 90s, they had another one in 99.
L.E.'s going to be back, though.
PG never really had a football run until this. They had a couple of years under Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, 08, 9, 10, whatever.
Yeah.
But this has been the run that's been the best football run.
Yeah.
So for old guys, it was obvious this is baseball.
Yeah.
Well, for new fans, new move-ins, new parents, it's football town.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
And football figures out how you get the entire community involved.
Exactly. You get the drill team, the band.
And the little kids running out on the field and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's the whole community shows up for that. It's not just a couple hundred people. It's a couple thousand people.
Yeah.
And so it feels like football is your galvanizing thing. But for old guys around here who played baseball, it's a baseball town.
Oh, man. And, you know, that group that – I don't even think they have a show anymore. Did the top 25 baseball players ever in Texarkana?
Yeah.
It was terrible. But anyway, there's some – I don't see if Jimmy Phillips is listening, but we've had – I'm talking about some great
– Yes.
Not that they didn't make it to the big leagues, but we had guys that weren't quite as good as – might have been as good as Shane Halter. But just didn't get that one break that got them in the big leagues. We've had a bunch of guys like that in Waka. We've had guys that could pitch that got hurt in the minor leagues. They just didn't get the break that you know, Waka stayed healthy and got the right coaching and got on the right in the right system and made it.
By the way, speaking of Waka, we're waiting today to find out X-rays.
Yeah.
He got a shot back on his pitching hand yesterday. So we're waiting to see if he's got a broken middle finger, index finger that got hit.
You need that, yeah.
Yeah, well, you kind of do, yeah.
Need your middle finger.
If you're going to throw, you better have fingers at work. So will he maybe sitting on the injured list to start the year?
Yeah. He struggled with that before.
Talk about getting bad breaks.
Yeah.
Look at some of the guys that we've known who've gotten bad breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his name from Texas High?
Heathcott.
Slade.
Yeah.
Slade Heathcott, how many bad breaks did that guy get in what was a first-round draft choice career?
I've seen maybe two or three as good as him in person in high school.
Yeah.
With the throwing arm.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how good he was.
Look at the bad breaks Will Middlebrooks had.
He did.
I mean, he got to the majors, had a nice little career going, and then freak things happen.
Yeah.
And you can't stay healthy. It's nobody's fault.
No.
It just is what it is. That's why when you see guys do what these guys do for a long span, there's a lot of luck involved on you missed this turned ankle. You missed this, you know, guy was throwing at you and missed you luckily by this. Just the little bitty things that allow you to keep going.
Very seldom do you see a kid and you go, that guy can play. Go out and watch the game tomorrow night. And I know there's some kids on Pleasant Grove that are really good. Go watch Brenton Clark play.
Oh, gosh,
you watch him and you go, he's different.
Yeah.
It's and W.T. Jones is different.
Yep.
He can play. But go watch the Clark kid play. And I was talking to his dad last night, and you know, Arkansas, they're either going to play him in center field or he's going to play some second base.
Sure.
And I told Doyle, he can play there.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, and college baseball is a business. Literally, you could go there in the fall and have a bad fall, and Van Horn will just tell you, we're done with you, go sure. home. We don't want you anymore.
Well, for you guys who are Hawk fans, Ben Harmon's having a real nice year.
Yes.
Up at Little Rock.
Yeah.
Where he should be down in Austin right now.
Who they can't hit. They need a hitter.
And they were on the verge of having him come down there a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then 11th hour pulled it out from under the guy.
Yeah.
It is cutthroat. It is a business. I hate to say coaches don't care, but they're filling out a roster.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, they don't care.
No.
They're trying to get wins. They're trying to get their conference championships. They're trying to get to the World Series. And when all is said and done, they honestly don't care.
Nope. They're not playing favorites with dads.
Nope.
It's who will help me win and keep my million-dollar job.
Yep.
And they'll play whoever it takes.
Or worse than play whoever it takes, they'll get rid of people that thought they had a spot and all of a sudden wake up and don't have a spot.
Yeah, and they'll get somebody in the
And they'll get somebody in.
Yeah. So it's a business, but go out and watch them tomorrow night. And now PG's got some really good players. They're younger.
Yeah, they got five sophomores who were five freshmen a year ago.
And Halter's a good little player.
Yep.
Clark's different. Yeah. He can play.
It's a good scouting report.
Yeah. Go watch him.
All right. It's Kevin Carpenter. We're gonna take a break. It's about 31 minutes after the hour. Leaving the yard, Chuck Zack, Kevin Carpenter, here on ESPN 105.9 and on The Fan 107.9.
Bunny is coming to town with a wheelbarrow full of chocolate. It's true. We've filled a wheelbarrow with Easter candy for you to win. Just scan the QR code at a participating sponsor.
Places like Bose and Bros Boutique, 2824 Richmond Road, West Street Home and Auto in New Boston, and OK Dog, 2700 Richmond Road in Texarkana.
We'll draw the winner on Good Friday. And yes, you get the wheelbarrow too. From Texarkana's local sports leader, 107.9 The Fan. All sports, all the time.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. feedingamerica.org/actnow. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now,
here's the Four States weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
We have a 30% chance of showers early tonight, otherwise clearing with a low of 39. Sunny tomorrow, high of 61. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 36. Scan the QR code at a participating sponsor and enter to win a wheelbarrow full of Easter chocolate from us.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head.
Up next morning. All right, welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. Well, we're talking eclipse here. We're 2 weeks away.
Buy your toilet paper and your groceries.
Oh, we got to have toilet paper for the eclipse?
The world is coming to an end.
Oh, no.
Today.
No. World's not coming to an end.
I thought about, literally, what's I-30 going to look like out here?
A traffic jam.
Are they just
going to
run into each other?
It'll just be a parking lot.
So you think truckers are going to pull over?
They're not going to have any choice because everybody's going to be. That's what's going to. It'll be a parking lot. I-30 will be a parking lot.
Is it like at 2 o'clock-ish?
Or something like
one
that.
One something-ish?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be awful.
Yeah. I'm going to be in my classroom. I told you. I'm not going to know anything
y'all,
that's going on.
Y'all text Chuck if you know.
I'm not letting those kids out.
Let those poor kids go out
no.
and give them some glasses or a welder's
no.
helmet.
No.
Have them go stare at the sun.
No. What I'll let them do is I'll let them look out the hallway and see where it's dark outside. Look, the eclipse is going on.
Here's what's
going
to happen. It's going to be cloudy.
Probably.
So you'll be able to see
it'll be raining the whole time.
It'll just be dark.
Now, that would be perfect.
And what do
we get rain instead.
What do the birds do? Does it freak them out?
What do the birds
or
do?
Animals?
Apparently.
Like bats come
no,
out?
No, not, no, no. But your dogs, apparently. I saw somebody's had a story about this a week or two ago about, you know, be careful of your dogs because they're going to freak out when it turns night all of a sudden.
I can't wait.
And I'm saying my dogs aren't going to know. They're going to be inside napping the whole time. That's their nap time.
My cats will freak out.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait. Just to. Yeah.
We're on the air that day.
Yeah, well, Chuck and I will break it down.
I'm thinking this is going to be our big break.
Yeah.
There's no telling how many people are going to be in town that day. They're going to hear this show maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to get the call. Next thing you know, we're in major market someplace.
Laura Jenkins says, let those kids out. I know, Laura.
No. You don't know what happens. They act. They don't know how to act.
One of my customers in Mount Pleasant knows a guy that has a lake house in Lake Cypress, which is in Mount Vernon.
Right.
If you don't know Lake Cypress, it's a lake, fancy lake with mansions.
Oh, I like
90%
that.
90% of the houses are Dallas rich people.
Okay, nice.
And some guy rented his house out for like 3 days for, I believe he said, $200,000.
What?
Yes. Sleeps like 15 to 20
Why are you telling
people.
Me this story?
I'm just telling you.
That's for the eclipse.
Yes. It's somebody from Europe. It's
what?
Coming in and renting this
for
guy.
$200,000?
For like 3 minutes of darkness. Yes.
I should have put my house up on that.
Well, we talked about that, and he said there's some other people in Mount Pleasant that have rented their houses.
Right.
For thousands of dollars.
Yes.
So it's probably too late, but.
Oh, I doubt it. It's 2 weeks. There are a lot of latecomers that are going to like, yeah, we ought to do this. It's 32 million years till the next one.
Are you going to get, we'll be gone. Are you going to get them to watch your dogs if you're going to rent your house out? See, they have to take care of my dogs
and
cats.
Well, I'm not taking the dogs with me. They stay in their house.
Tell you what. If you want my house, I'll do it for $10,000. $10,000. Cash. For 2 days, you can have it for 2 nights.
For 2 nights?
2 nights.
It's
$10,000.
Special.
But you got to feed the dogs and
okay.
the cats.
All right.
So if you know anybody out there, it's there you go.
So Sunday night, Monday night.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And then you're out Tuesday. Get out Tuesday morning by 10.
Yeah.
Checkout's 10 o'clock.
And I'm going to charge you for any damage.
Oh, well, I would think.
No college kids.
No, so you don't want cash. You need a credit card, too.
I want a credit card.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a place,
yeah,
call Kevin Carpenter. He's got a house for $10,000.
Let the bidding start at 10.
What happens if you actually get a call? Stephanie's going to hear this and go, we're not going to be out of our house for 2 days.
The problem
is
there's no hotels in Texarkana.
Mm-mm.
So we'd have to stay with my mom or my brother.
All right. For $10,000, could you do that for 2 days?
Oh, yeah.
See?
You know what we could do for $10,000 cash?
What?
So, I mean, something.
All right. I don't know. This doesn't sound like indecent.
2 days of work.
Indecent proposal you got going on here.
Laura,
remember that movie?
Laura says 50 for your house.
50 for your house.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, they're going to get mine for 10.
No, 50 for my house?
For her house.
For her house. Oh.
So.
50 grand?
I bet there's somebody out there that would have paid it. Yeah.
We'll see.
But
I said, it's going to rain that day anyway, and then nobody will see any of it.
Pre-cash, yeah.
Pre-cash, yeah. All okay, right. Whatever. 903-735-9905 is the number. No show tomorrow, reminding you that, so we don't get in a bind here, but we'll be good to go the rest of the week. We got Billy Lavender Wednesday, Dwight McCowan on Thursday.
Missed Billy last week.
Yeah, missed him for a couple weeks now.
Yeah,
he's had 2 weeks worth of material pent up.
I haven't seen him on social media.
Really?
No. If anybody's seen Billy
Wednesday, he'll be like, sitting right
tell
here.
Him to throw a flag.
He'll be sitting in your chair Wednesday.
Okay.
Doing what Billy does.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard being Billy, I bet.
It's not hard being Billy.
I guarantee you, he's tired at night. Like, he doesn't. I at least go.
He runs an adrenaline all day long.
I don't.
It just crashes at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'll be asleep by 7:30. Yeah.
All right. Back to your Cowboys for a minute.
Okay.
Since you started this diatribe a half hour ago, talking about how sad it was that the Cowboys were letting you down again.
It's just why get emotionally invested? I would do the same thing for the Longhorns. If they just gave up and didn't care who the coach was and they stopped recruiting and stopped NIL.
So how do you fix this? You're a Cowboy guy. How do you fix it?
I don't think it's fixable until – and I don't – I like Jerry Jones.
Okay.
He's been a great owner. He's makes some money.
Jerry doesn't play a down. So it's hard to blame Jerry for failure on the field. You may not be happy about the personnel he puts on the field sometimes, but he doesn't play a snap.
Yeah, he just doesn't – until they get a football guy –
I'll go with this. I like the theory. I don't like it, but I subscribe to the theory that a former Cowboy has said, which is, it's the Dallas Cowboys, and you get everything.
Yeah.
And the expectation of being a Dallas Cowboy player is, we're the Cowboys, man.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they're just... Jerry pays them well.
Yeah.
They're just not hungry. It's one thing to say we want to win. It's another thing to say we're hungry for success. I don't think they're hungry.
You know, you're describing the Texas Longhorns for the past 15 years, minus the past 2 years.
Right.
People say, well, you get in Austin and it's soft. Kids have it all. They've got everything. But they got a coach that flipped it.
Right.
Now, NIL has a little to do with it, the better facilities, upgrades, but they flipped it, and now it's flipped. And it doesn't take much. It takes the right coach, and it takes the right GM. Texas got Chris Del Conte a few years ago as their athletic director.
And that began the process.
And they flipped. They flipped.
Yeah.
They became better in basketball, baseball, not so much, but they got better in every sport. They really got better in football.
Right.
And it just takes that one guy. I don't know who the coach would be.
He's not there now.
But, no. But Jerry's got to let him coach. Now, Jerry's got
– Jerry's not hungry.
They have Wilmer Clay, who is a personnel director.
Right.
He does a lot. And Steven – I think Steven knows what he's doing.
I don't.
But Jerry's going to rubber stamp. He's not going to – it's going to go through him.
There's nobody hungry in that building.
Yeah.
They're fat and happy.
Yeah, I agree.
They got tons of money. Players got money.
Yeah.
If I got to play an extra game, does that do anything for me? Eh. If I got to be there longer work, does that do anything for me?
Yeah.
Eh. I'm a Dallas Cowboy, by God. Yeah. I live in Frisco. I'm driving around in a whatever.
Yeah.
I'm living in a mansion.
Yeah. In your love. I mean, yeah, they can't go eat. People love them. Go to nightclubs.
Some organizations are hungry.
And you know, the Rangers were in that spot, but they got Chris Young as the GM.
Yeah.
And got Bochy. It flipped. They drafted better. They developed better.
But they were sad.
Yeah.
Cowboys aren't sad.
Cowboys are fat. That's a great example.
The Rangers were sad.
Were the Cowboys really upset that they got beat by the Packers?
No.
They were for a day,
maybe.
Oh,
please.
They were upset. Please. But they didn't.
The Cowboys were sad in the 80s.
Yeah.
That was a sad program in the 80s. When they went 1-15, you look around going, this is sad.
Yeah.
But Jimmy came in. And Jimmy was the guy that cracked the whip, and this is how it's going to be. And you're not going to be – don't be content here because I will kick you out as soon as you fumble in practice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to build a culture of winning. And they won some games. These guys have lived on the 90s Cowboys reputation for the last 20 years. Yeah. They're fat and happy.
It can turn. I don't think it will until Jerry's gone. And I don't mean I want him to die, but –
Everybody blames Jerry, and I struggle on Jerry.
How much could Paul Norton rent his house out in Lake Travis, Texas, in Austin?
Let's just do this.
A million?
Paul Norton could afford the guy at Lake Cypress's place.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
And Austin's in the – they can go build a city of Eclipse.
Whatever. Man. 15 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. You're on the Fan and ESPN.
After Jesus died, it looked like Christianity was over until they found the empty tomb. The resurrection is the most important event in history. Christian apologists apply logic to the historical evidence and arrive at the most probable conclusion: Jesus rose from the grave. He said those who believe in him will live after we die. I'm Pastor John Miller, and I want to invite you to our 3 weekend services. Learn more at churchontherock.org.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023 Anheuser-Busch Bushlight Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Avoid possible delays in reaching 911 in the event of an emergency by making sure your school complies with Carey's Law. As of September 2016, all schools and businesses with multi-line telephones must provide direct access to 911. That means no additional outbound numbers, such as 9, plus 911 to reach emergency services. For more information, please visit texas911.org/Carey's Law.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
High tech, low tech, big or small, high tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high tech, low tech, big or small, High Tech Signs can do them all.
High Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
The venue has been picked, the food is sorted, and if Fabe's mobile DJ service is part of your next event, everyone's going to love it. Forget the rest, you need the best, and Fabe's pretty darn good. Fabe's mobile DJ service diary always fills fast, so call today to secure the local legend with an amazing ability to turn any event into a memorable occasion. Fabe's mobile DJ service, 903-748-7374, or find her on Facebook. Fabe's mobile DJ service makes any event better.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary of Texarkana will have their annual Gladys Morris Stone Soup Luncheon at the First United Methodist Church, 4001 East 6th Street, Texarkana, Arkansas, with taco soup, garlic bread, salad, dessert, and drink. Dine in or carry out. The luncheon raises funds for the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club and the Center of Hope Shelter Services. Tickets are $10. Call 870-774-2710 for ticket info.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All righty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. We have not said one word about the NCAA basketball tournament.
It's been a pretty good tournament.
The
women's or men's?
Either one.
Both intriguing.
Either one. LSU's Kim Mulkey's stolen the spotlight from everybody this weekend.
Bless her heart. Somebody's out to get her. They're writing a hit piece.
Washington Post.
And I don't know what it's about yet.
It's the weirdest.
I hope it's good.
There's camps here.
Yeah.
There's camp one that thinks and likes the feisty Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sue you. Like, I don't have a country enough accent.
Yeah.
I'll sue you. I've got the best defamation lawyer in the country. And we're going to sue the Washington Post, and you can't do this to me and my team. And there's the other part of this that says the story hasn't been written.
She's getting in front of it.
She's trying to get in front of a story that hasn't been put out there yet.
Yeah.
We've got a reporter who has talked to some former players, and I'm sure have heard Bobby Knight-like stories about Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
Where she's brash and she's vulgar and she's mean. And
well, she is.
Because she's all those things.
She doesn't have that.
No.
Well, I heard Brittany Griner's name.
I'm sure Brittany Griner's probably in there.
Because they didn't get along.
Well, my understanding at Baylor was Mulkey said to Griner, your sexual proclivity is a problem.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And you can't do that at Baylor.
No.
And
no, you can't.
Griner didn't take that well.
Yeah.
And I understand where Griner's coming from.
I do too.
My personal life is my personal life. What happens on the court's what you control. And so I get all of that. But it's very strange how.
It's hypocritical for Baylor to say. Anyway, we'll move on from Baylor.
It's strange to see Mulkey taking the microphone the other day with this sense of like, oh my gosh, they're trying to do a hit piece on me.
They're not scared of her.
I wouldn't think. The Washington Post lives in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They deal with politicians and heads of state, and I don't think they worry about a women's basketball coach in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
No.
But.
I'm hoping it will come out before the end of this tournament. Now, I'm hoping. Isn't it weird we're talking about women's basketball?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But I hope LSU plays Iowa. And I hope the story comes out that day.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, I can't wait.
See, I don't want it that day.
But
if I'm selling newspapers in D.C.,
ESPN
that's a day
wants
it's coming
it to come out then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, trust no question. You don't want it coming out during the tournament. I get it. If you're LSU's program, you don't want the girls distracted by what's going on. You don't need that stuff. You're trying to focus on six games. Not trying to focus on your coach is mean. And here's a story in the Washington Post that none of these girls would have ever read anyway on their own because they're not going to read the Washington Post. It's not what they do. But I don't know. It seems a little weird to hear Kim Mulkey come out and whine about somebody's going to be mean to me in a paper.
It must be really bad for her to come out. If it was just I was mean to people, I don't think she'd worry about that. But it's something bad.
Yeah, something's come back home.
She wants to get her first shot in.
Right, something's come back home already that's worrying her a little bit.
Nobody's giving my Longhorns any credit. I'm talking about the women. They're really good.
They are really good.
Really good.
And a good win yesterday.
I would say, besides the South Carolina coach, I'll take Texas coach over anybody. Vic Schaefer, he's that good.
All right.
They can win it all. I don't think they will, but they could. Men's side, I've watched most of the games. I think Connecticut's the best team. I think they're going to repeat.
If I had to do my bracket again, and I have UConn winning it.
I have Purdue winning.
If I had to do my bracket again, I would probably say Purdue wins it.
They're good.
And the Aggs, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Bless their hearts.
You had a great minute and a half to force overtime, and then in overtime, they were spent.
And
over the coming back to force the game tie in three and going over, they were spent when they got to overtime.
And Jeff Wright's Houston Cougars are legit.
They are legit. Now they got talent all over the place.
Their guard play is so good.
And it feels like UConn, Purdue,
Houston to me, yeah,
are going to be there at the end. They may be the final four. I don't know who the fourth one's going to be, but it feels like those three.
They look okay, but Connecticut and Purdue to me just look different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're grown men, and you got to have good guard play, and you got to be able to shoot.
Well, go back to this. Purdue got knocked out last year.
Yeah.
As a one seed, lost to a 16, Farley Dickinson.
Yeah.
The last time that happened, what happened?
They won. It was
Virginia. Virginia lost in 18.
Yeah.
Opening round. UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
I remember that, yeah.
And came back the next year. Their wins were not impressive. They had like three overtime games through the tournament before they won the whole thing. Purdue is blowing people out.
Yeah.
Now they're playing right now weak teams.
Yeah.
We'll see next weekend. They'll get some legit teams next weekend.
Yeah.
But I think Purdue is the team that's on a mission right now.
This is a great weekend. This is the best weekend for basketball.
Coming up?
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. And do you want Cinderella to win all the time? Do you really want to see an Oakland get smoked by Connecticut?
No, I don't want to see a smoking.
In the Final Four? No.
I was entertained by Oakland.
Yeah.
Watched them beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
Watched them lose to North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Watched that game. Like their story.
Yeah.
I'm texting somebody back and forth on Saturday going, they're flawed, but they're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch. They're playing with house money, and it's fun to watch a team play that way. There's some teams coming up, though. Next weekend's got amazing potential.
Yeah.
Tennessee's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Not great, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Duke's pretty good. I'm telling you, though, I like Creighton.
Yeah.
I like San Diego State. I like Marquette if they can avoid UConn.
Yeah.
There are some schools out there that aren't necessarily the big guy. There's a good matchup between Illinois and Iowa State coming up.
Iowa State's good.
Both of them are.
They can play.
Both of them are. Yeah. That may be a slobber knocker.
And Iowa State came through the Big 12, which I think is the best conference, basketball. Close.
Yeah, no, I think the last couple of years the argument can be made. Kansas being down hurts them.
Yeah.
Like Kentucky being down hurts the SEC. And how about Kentucky?
Yeah.
Is John Calipari extremely overrated as a coach, but just the best recruiter in the country? Or his team was terrible against Oakland, making defensive switches.
They're all young. They're 19.
Yeah, but he's been doing that for years.
But I think he's got to reevaluate.
Why?
I don't think you can win a Final Four.
So what?
With 18-year-olds.
Or Kentucky.
Like what I'm saying, does he want to keep getting those guys and win 30 games and get beat in the second round?
Sure.
Yeah.
And all my guys are going to the NBA.
Yeah.
And I'm the man.
Yeah.
And I recruit better than anybody else in the country sitting in your living room. I'm going to show you the list of my guys that are playing in the NBA.
Yeah.
Why would I change that? Every once in a while, I might get lucky and get a chance to win something. But
I think Purdue, I think their average age, I think, is 22. They're old.
Yeah.
So
that's how you win.
They're men.
That's how you win in this tournament. Yeah. You play together for a few years.
Yep.
That's why I like Creighton. That's why I like San Diego State.
Yep.
Veteran teams.
Fun.
Anyway, no tournament games for a couple of days.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to watch baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, baseball. Go watch the Hawks and Leopards.
Yep. All right, we're out of time.
PG Middle School.
No show tomorrow. Remind you that for last time. Out of here tomorrow. Back on Wednesday. We'll have a recap of all that mess and more. Hopefully no more weather.
Can't wait to see Billy on Wednesday.
All right. Any parting shots there, sir?
Can I say go Hawks?
You can.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
There we go.
We're done. See you guys on Wednesday right here, Leaving the Yard.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.